Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
His 2-0 is on the way. Swung on it, a bouncer toward the middle. Charging up, Abrams left side has it. On the run, soft throw to Meneses in plenty of time. And bang, Zuma, Curly W's in the books.
Charlie Slows last night on the call. Wow. 3-0, 3-hit shutout of the team that came into the game last night, the Orioles, winners of 4 in a row and with the second best record in Major League Baseball. Good morning. Bobby Blanco will join us at noon to talk some Nats. Bobby, of course, is a Nats insider for Masson. So we'll get into that a little bit more. Also on the show today, Ross Tucker will be with us at 11 a.m. We'll talk some NFL and still some draft follow-up. Jaden Daniels was on Keyshawn Johnson's podcast, and we've got some of that sound for you. Yeah, more Jaden Daniels as we get ready this weekend for rookie minicamp. And I will have my mock 2024 Washington Commanders schedule today, even though the NFL announced that they will announce in full the 2024 schedule a week from tonight, Wednesday, May 15th. There was some discussion about Thursday night this week. I don't know what's it's not an easy thing to put together. There's some complexity this year because of the doubleheader Christmas Day games. On Wednesday, yeah, Christmas is on a Wednesday, and the NFL has committed to playing two games on that Wednesday, which means the teams can't play on the Sunday prior. They have to either have played on the Thursday night prior to that, or worst case, Saturday into Wednesday. So maybe that has something to do with the NFL's delay in getting the schedule out, but I will have my mock schedule later on this morning, probably at 11:35. We'll do it right around then. I do want to just mention, and we'll get into the Nats in more detail, but how about Trevor Williams? 4-0, 1.96 ERA. Last night, 5 innings, 2 hits allowed, no earned runs, no walks, 8 strikeouts. The guys pitched back-to-back 5-inning baseball, no earned run baseball. He's got 2 shutouts the last 2 games. The team does with help from the bullpen. By the way, the bullpen now with Finnegan's save last night leads the National League with 12 saves. 4 more stolen bases for the Nats last night. They lead the major leagues with 61 overall. They lead the major leagues in the fewest home runs allowed. They're tied for 3rd overall in saves in the big leagues, 1st in the National League. They're 18-17. They're above 500 for the first time since July of 2021. It's been nearly 3 years since the Nats have been above 500. It's early. I get it. 35 games in, there's another 127 to play. But, man, there's a lot to like in early May. Now, you know, they've only played 3 total games against the heavyweights in the division, Atlanta and Philadelphia. And the Phillies right now are just torching teams. They've got the best record in baseball. They've won 7 in a row, and they are just an offensive juggernaut team right now in the big leagues. They have scored already 188 runs. Only the Dodgers have scored more, but they've played, I think, an extra 2 games at this point. So the Nats still have 20 games left against the Braves and the Phillies, but still 18-17. And yeah, this may be ridiculous to say, but that's never stopped me in the past. Right now, the Nationals are holding the 3rd wild card spot in the National League standings. But man, Trevor Williams, what a start to the season for him. The ERA, the solid quality starts, the bullpen's been there for him when he's left after 5. The Nats are rolling right now. They've won 5 of their last 8 series, and they get the Orioles again tonight at Nats Park. And on the mound for Washington will be Mitchell Parker, who's had a couple of good starts, although I think it was his last start against Texas where he struggled a bit. But still, a great start for the Nationals. Bobby Blanco from Mattson will join us a little bit later on in the show to talk more about them. This email from Connor Davis. I know Connor. I know Connor's father. Connor's a young man who's big, big into the football team here, and he listened to the conversation yesterday where we had an emailer essentially suggest that Jaden Daniels was picked by the owner to sell jerseys, which of course I said was ridiculous, and pointed out that if that was really the mindset of new ownership, if they had a Dan Snyder-like mindset, they would have never hired Dan Quinn. They would have hired Bill Belichick. They would have really gone after Jim Harbaugh. But anyway, Connor writes, "Hey, Kevin, fans thinking that Daniels was picked for a few extra bucks in jersey sales is laughable. What's even funnier is our horrible name." Yes. "If Harris thinks Daniels, or even winning, is going to drive up merchandise to a respectable level, then he's misjudged a huge portion of the fan base. There is no way I am buying anything that says Commanders on it. It's a clunky, uninspiring name with a bland logo and ugly jerseys. We're closer to Zorn's color schemes than burgundy and gold." Yeah, remember Jim Zorn famously when he was announced and introduced as the team's new head coach just a few days after being named the team's offensive coordinator before a head coach was announced. He talked about the maroon and black and didn't really wasn't super familiar with the team or the team's color scheme. Anyway, Connor continues, "Anytime I see Commander's gear, I just think, what suckers. God bless them, but I'll stick with my Skins gear until we change to something respectable. Even the players think it's a horrible name based on Montez Sweat's comments a few weeks ago." Yeah, remember Montez Sweat laughed and said, you know, he didn't like the name and a lot of the players didn't like the name. "I understand fans wanting to support the team, but if they dislike the name and hope it changes, then don't buy it. I'm holding out until the name gets changed, and it should. It's the final action we need to rid ourselves of Dan's stench and enter a new age in D.C. Hopefully we get news on this soon." So this is where I'm going to start the show today, because we have not talked name in months, long time since we've actually done any in-depth on the name. I don't think we've had a call segment on the name since maybe last summer. Right, Denton? We certainly didn't do it during the year. It's been a long time. I can't remember. Yeah,
long, long time. At least six, seven months.
Yeah. I know a lot of people out there are obsessed with the name conversation. Not so much here. Even though I get blamed for sometimes being obsessed with the name issue, the truth is we haven't talked about the name on this show in a long, long time, other than an occasional reference to why don't we know anything at this point. And that's what I want to talk about. And I'm going to give you guys a chance to weigh in here as well. So I think it's time for ownership to address this. It is a season that was focused on, you know, re-engaging with the community, getting the stadium up to safety standards so that they could hold events at FedEx Field. They've done a terrific job, spent a lot of money, you know, making sure that that stadium is up to snuff from a safety standpoint and from a convenience and amenity standpoint, as much as it can be, you know, that dump in Landover. Winning is the number one priority, and focusing on the things they needed to do to ensure that the organization has a chance to win in the future, like focused in at the trade deadline. Hey, we got a really good offer for Montez Sweat. Should we take it? Yeah, let's take it, because it's going to be awfully pricey to sign him. And then, of course, you know, the decision, which I think had been made almost from the moment that Josh Harris took control of the team, to move on from the Ron Rivera era and start, you know, anew with a new high-quality, very much sought-after general manager, a new coach, a new coaching staff, et cetera. That was all understandable. That, you know, it's overwhelming when you spend $6 billion for an entity, and it's a losing entity. Like, it is a fixer-upper in a big way. It's got a lot of fixing up to do, and there are a ton of things on that to-do list. And so, you know, they told us from the jump, we'll do what, you know, our fan base wants. We will take that into serious consideration. But right now, we are focused on bump, 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 bump. Okay, that's fine. That was in July and August. That was in September. And we've even heard it since the season ended. Because, look, they had to hire a general manager. They had to hire a coach. They had to get through free agency. They had to get through a draft. But now, I think it's time that we hear something with respect to the name. Whatever it is, you know, if the news isn't good for the majority of the fan base, which would mean we're sticking with the Commanders, tell us. Tell us why. Because I think Josh Harris and Mitchell Rales and Magic Johnson and this ownership group, I think they'll tell us the whys. I think they understand deep down that this is an issue. It's a real issue. Look at their merchandise sales. You know, most teams, when they launch with a new brand and a new jersey scheme, a new name, etc., there is a huge boon to merchandise sales. Not with this group, because it was met with such contempt from the majority of fans. And let me interject, as I have before, because I want to make sure I'm very clear on this part. I blame Jason Wright and Will Misselbrook and the team that picked Commanders and rolled it out as uninspiring as you could possibly handle a rollout. But I also understand the project and the fact that what they were asked to do was never, ever going to be met with open arms by the majority of the fan base. When you have an 86-year-old brand that is felt deeply in so many, changing it to something new was never going to be met with majority, hey, we're thrilled about this. This is a great choice. I know some people think Red Wolves would have worked better, or Hogs would have worked better. I personally think had they stuck with Washington, as you know, and just built the brand around our city, and allowed us to use our own nicknames for the team, Skins, Hogs, Burgundy and Gold, whatever, I still think that's the way to go. Bring back the old uniforms. Certainly explore the possibility of bringing back the old logo. I understand, I think most of you do, Redskins has left the barn, and the barn door is shut. It's never coming back, and I cannot blame them. After spending $6 billion with the name already gone, can you imagine having to deal with the controversy? It doesn't matter whether it's majority or not majority. There's going to be, we know from the past, there's going to be a loud minority of people that are going to make it hell for the team if they ever tried to go back to the old name. And I understand that inviting that makes no sense after you've spent $6 billion for the team. I'm not even sure the league would allow it. you know, at this point, with how many of their big sponsors, big corporate partners would respond to it. I have no idea where they are on this. I have tried to find out. I have. I thought, certainly during the season, that the odds that the name would ultimately change were better than 50-50. I did. I think I put it at, you know, on the money line, I think I put it as a minus 140 or minus 150 favorite. I felt that way. I don't know that I feel that way right now. I don't know what to think, but I think the longer this goes on, it feels more like we are getting four-cornered. We're getting stalled. You know, this is Dean Smith with Phil Ford, and they are running out the clock until finally people just throw up their arms and hopefully embrace Jaden Daniels and a team that's on the rise and say, whatever. But I think we are at this point, it's not that we're owed it, but I think it would be a nice gesture to update the fans on where they are. Now, the reason maybe we don't have an update is because the news they know will be disappointing to the majority of people who identify as fans or used to identify as fans. I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned that they have absolutely looked into this. There is no doubt in my mind that they've spent time on this. They know it's an issue. And that things like cost, complexity, logistics, time, you know, involved in changing, just net out to not worth it. Better to stick with this and hope that enough people come around to it. And keep in mind, and I've said this before, even though the significant loss in revenue for the team prior to Josh Harris taking over was from their highest priced ticket holders, their highest revenue generating fans. Those are the people that left the team. You know, the people that own suites, the people that own big blocks in the club level, people who own big blocks in the lower levels, the people that spent big as corporate, you know, sponsors, which give them credit. They've gotten a lot of work. They've done a lot of work on that end. You know, there was immediate renewed interest in being a part of this football team from corporate America. You know, local and national, once Dan Snyder was gone. And so they've done a good job on that front. We're talking now more about the fan base currently and what used to be the fan base and what it wants. And it wants, as we've seen many, many times, you know, with stupid Twitter polls that generate 7,000-8,000 votes. I mean, you're talking about a sample size that's much larger than one that they could create almost on their own. And it's always been overwhelming majority want a name change. I know a lot of you think, yeah, but once you eliminate Redskins as a possibility, then the numbers become more of a coin flip. And I've heard that debate before, but we've done that Twitter poll too, where Redskins isn't an option. And we're still talking about 75% plus of the responders saying, no, we want to change. And I understand the challenge of changing to a new name and knowing that a lot of people won't like the new name that they picked. That's why, I recommend Washington. You know, FC Washington, Washington FC, Washington football team, whatever. That's, to me, the best way to go. Bring back the old uniforms. Bring back the old logo. But I would love an update. Even if it's bad news, tell us. Hanging us out to dry on this topic. In hopes that eventually we just come around, or those that really are dead set against ever spending, you know, dollar one on the team will eventually come around. I think it's not that it's disingenuous, but it's not a lot of extended courtesy. And so I think at this point, between the draft and the season opening up, it would be great to get an update from Josh Harris on where they are with respect to the name. If it's, we have really begun to explore it, we have, you know, retained a branding company to look into the possibility, we're talking to people within the league, we are taking this seriously, and I've mentioned this before, I think it's important for them to express how seriously they are taking this. There are too many people. They should not get swayed by social media. They should get swayed by actual revenue numbers, merchandise sales, etc. You can chalk it up to, we sucked last year, and if we start winning, people will start to buy merchandise. That's true, and you will see an increase, but will you get it to the point where it makes the most sense and generates the most revenue? I don't even think they should think about it from just a business standpoint. This is as I've discussed before, this is emotional attachment. And what we had with the loss of the name was emotional detachment. It felt like on 2-2-22 that an expansion team landed in town. And for many, that was an emotional detachment event. They no longer felt the same way about the team. And you can say, well, many people were headed in that direction anyway. That's true. Two-thirds of what was once considered a hardcore fan base disappeared over about a 6 to 7 year period. You really start, you look at like 2017 through 2022, right in there, 5-6 years seasons, that's where much of it was lost. It was starting to decline, but ultimately that was, the real, acceleration of the fan base disappearing. Two-thirds, 66% roughly, of what was one of the biggest fan bases in sports disappeared with respect to going to the games, buying product, even watching the games. You saw that in the decline in the television ratings. I'm ready for an update. I think it'd be nice to get an update. And at this point, I got to be honest with you. I'd love it to go to Washington. I'd feel much differently and more passionately about the team than I do right now. But it's not that the Commanders is growing on me, but the delay tactic is, for me, getting to the point where I am not nearly as passionate about it as I once was. But I don't think that's a good thing for them, because I think they're missing an opportunity to get people like me back in full bore. Again, not with Redskins, but with something other than this, which many of you still, including Connor, tie to Dan Snyder. To be honest with you, I think Dan had checked out. I think this was, you guys handle it, I'm selling the team. Whatever it is, it is. He probably, on some level, was okay at that point with the name change, because he wasn't going to be a part of the future anyway. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Do you feel like it's fair at this point for a name update from ownership? Kevin Sciancio, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are also free and live on the Odyssey app, so download it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, simple question. Is it time, do you think, for ownership to give us an update on the name situation? Nathaniel just tweeted me and said, told you last year this time that the name wouldn't change. I was right. You were wrong. Okay. I mean, I don't know that I am 100% that it's not going to change. I think my... minus 150, which, by the way, isn't an overwhelming favorite, which is where I was kind of back in September, eventually changing, that it would be, that it was a, the favorite was for it to change. I don't know, maybe I'm down to even money, you know, plus 100, somewhere around there, maybe plus 105. I don't feel good that we haven't gotten an update, but I don't know anything. This is, you know, I feel... that the decision for them, because we've learned that this is a, you know, cross every T, dot every I group. They're meticulous. They are process oriented. They're going to get the data. They're going to get the facts. They're going to get the branding expertise, things that we actually won't know unless they tell us. If they come to the decision that they're going to stick with Commanders, the status quo, I personally think it would serve them well to explain why, how they came to that decision. Again, you've got a majority of the fan base, both past and present, that don't want this current name and branding. So if they choose to stick with it, I think they should tell their customers why. Just my opinion. You know, based on what I've seen with this group, I would bet they'd be pretty convincing in pitching us on why they landed where they landed on this particular topic. I don't really think that it is appropriate anymore. And I hate that word when I'm telling somebody, you know, with a massive decision when to tell us. But I'm going to use it anyway for the lack of a better word. I don't think it's appropriate right now for us to get from them. Yeah, it's we've got other things that are much higher on the priority list. These are very successful people. They can walk and chew gum at the same time. And I think the point is they have been. There's zero chance that this hasn't been addressed to some level. Maybe not a lot of time and effort, but they've known since way back when they even thought about making an offer on this team. They knew that this would be an issue. I think it's time to get an update. And at this point, I'm probably going to take that update, you know, just with a lot less of a passionate response than I would have maybe 6, 7, 8 months ago, certainly a couple of years ago, to 222. I don't know. It's kind of where you get to at a certain point in life where you try not to sweat the small stuff, but... I know how important this is to so many of you. And my preference, and it's a strong preference, is that they do away with this clumsy rebrand from, you know, 2.5 years ago. All right, phone lines are packed, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It's a simple question, and you can add to it all you want, but do you think it's time for ownership to give us an update on the name? Let's start with Dave in D.C. Dave, go ahead.
Man, long time listening to your show. I listen to your podcast. Long time fan of the Burgundy and Gold, man. Look at it, man. So I'm not feeling the name either, but if you, I think I know where they was going with it. If you look at any historical documentary or anything based on history in reference to this city of Washington, D.C., and who was named after George Washington, he was often referred to as the commander-in-chief and the commander. So I think that's where they was going with it, man. But I'm not feeling the name either. And to answer your question, most definitely it's time for them to address this, man. Thanks for taking my call. Peace.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, there was obviously some reason to Commanders and some logic behind it. It's, I don't know, like some of you feel very strongly, that this was essentially not anywhere near the top of the list of polled or you know, in focus groups that it came up that this was just essentially a one or a two man show. I don't know the facts behind how all this came together. You know, we watched some of those dumb videos that they put out during the process. I think the rollout of it was so embarrassing that that didn't help with the overall reception to it in the moment. Let's let Ivan weigh in. Ivan, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, first of all, before I get started, Dan Snyder, blah, blah, blah. When are we going to stop with the Dan Snyder blah, blah, blah?
What was – I'm sorry. I'm not following you. What is Dan Snyder blah, blah, blah?
You always have to throw in the previous owner. You always have to throw in under the previous regime. Blah, blah, blah. Let's get over that.
Specific to what? Hold on for a second. You tend to, in your own mind, make up – this isn't a Dan Snyder rant. What are you talking about?
You can throw in 10 – the previous regimes per hour. Now that we're away from this previous regime.
10 per hour. So you have the audit on that? Why don't you email it to me since you have my email address?
Hey, Kevin.
It's amazing to me. I still can't believe that, and I'm thrilled that the one person in town who thought Dan Snyder was a good owner is a fan of this show. That says a lot about your open-mindedness. Now, how do you want to answer the actual topic, which is it time for an update from new ownership?
I told you, Kevin, it's carpe diem. Now you strike while the iron is hot. Yeah. Now is the time. And as far as the name change, Kevin, Kevin, you got a stadium full of people howling like a wolf. It wouldn't get any better. I know you don't like it, but Kevin. His time is now, Kevin.
Thank you, Ivan, I think. Let's go to Rob and Frederick. Rob, go ahead. Is it time for ownership to give us an update on the name?
It's time to give up an update, but I was at the Football Hall of Fame recently, and I hate to say it. When you see Art Monk, Daryl Green, John Riggins, Sammy Ball, and there's some more in there, that George Allen, in the Hall of Fame, and they got Washington Commanders. It just does not look right. They really.
What do you mean? You go to the Hall of Fame and they have Washington Commanders?
Yeah. Instead of Redskins, it's.
Really? I didn't know that. I've never been to the Hall of Fame, actually, in Canton.
So.
I didn't know that.
They also do it on social media and stuff like that. He's a great commander and all that. They weren't great commanders. They were great Redskins, and they should just leave it as great Washington players and leave it at that. That's the thing that makes me sick.
That doesn't make me thrilled either, Rob. I did not know that. That the Hall of Fame is – have they just wiped out any reference to the Redskins' name? I mean, because
I didn't see Redskins listed anywhere.
Okay. Because remember one of the fears we all had is that – you know, the NFL Network and all of the old NFL film stuff, like they would somehow, you know, Photoshop out the Redskins from stadium stuff or chyrons. We didn't see that at all. You still see a lot of reference to Redskins. And I think most people understand that Daryl Green was a Washington Redskin. John Riggins was a Washington Redskin. Brad, go ahead.
Kevin.
Brad, what's up?
To answer your question, no, not time. I don't, and I'm probably one of the minority, I don't care. It's time for them to concentrate on winning football games, building a winning franchise. Washington Redskins are gone. There's no name they can bring back, Kevin, that is going to stop the majority of people that are complaining about it from still complaining. It's still going to be something other than the Redskins. They should concentrate on winning, and when they win, those majority of fans will come back, and they will buy the merchandise, and they will wear their Commanders gear because they're a winning football team. They're just – when you add the disaster of a franchise with the name change, it makes it worse. If you change the Chiefs' name right now, the Chiefs fans wouldn't care because they're winning Super Bowls, okay?
Oh, they would care.
Concentrate on winning.
They would care.
They would care, but they would still show up for the games and still enjoy the Super Bowl, wouldn't they, Kevin?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if the name had changed, off of multiple Super Bowls in a 5-year period, of course the reaction would be different. I understand that, but they would definitely care.
I feel like these fans, Kevin, it's not going to be the Redskins, Kevin, and no matter what they change. Anybody
that's reasonable understands that it's not going to be that.
Yeah. Right. So, and Kevin, you call them Washington. Like, why do people care? When they ask me, it's Washington. I don't say the Commanders. I say Washington. So, just win football games, man.
You can do both.
About right now, they could call them anything.
Brad, you can do both.
Win.
This is not an either or.
You can, Kevin, but it's not what I'm concentrated on.
Okay, you're not. And by the way, winning football games would be number one on my list, and I think a lot of people's list too, but you can do more than one thing simultaneously.
You can.
And this is an issue with a significant percentage of the fan base, and we haven't been told anything as to whether or not, other than from Josh Harris early on, where he talked about they would certainly listen to the fans when it came to this. And they would address it at some point.
My response to Josh Harris, I'd like to hear is, we hear you guys, but we're concentrating on winning football games and building a winning culture.
Yeah, that's not good enough for me. Nowhere near good enough for me. He's a big boy. He's run massive billion-dollar hedge funds, and he can do both. He can do both.
He can, but yeah. I guess it just doesn't matter. But I'm different. All right.
All right. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate the call. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Do you think it's time that we get an update from ownership on the name issue? Let's go to Russell in Delaware. Russell, go ahead.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Russell.
Yes, I think it is time. They can do two things at once, absolutely. But, sometimes people have to look at the historical perspective of this team. This goes back to the last team that integrated in the National Football League was the Washington Redskins. In 1958.
1961, actually.
Well, it was 58, I believe, was when they traded for Bobby Mitchell. I think.
No, that came later. Bobby Mitchell came later. That was part of the draft in 1961 with Ernie. The guy that died from leukemia shortly thereafter. Ernie Davis.
Ernie Davis.
Yeah. But it wasn't 58. But anyway, go ahead. You want to opine on the history of the team being a racist organization, which it was the last to integrate in the NFL.
It absolutely was. And there was no teams in this. There was no Carolina Panthers. There was no team in the South. There was no – the Washington Redskins represented the South. There was not even a team in Texas at the time.
Right.
So, that's what kind of makes things – and that's why a lot of people in the African-American community did dislike the Washington football franchise with a passion. But in any event, I agree that it's time to start – I would like to see him named Red Tails, to be honest with you. I think that worked for me.
But the answer to the question is yes. You think it is time to get an update from ownership on the name issue?
Yes, I think it would be appropriate, to use your phrase, time to, look into that and make it so.
All right. Thanks, Russell. Appreciate the call. Ernie Davis drafted first overall pick in 62 by the Skins and then immediately traded to the Browns for Bobby Mitchell and first-round pick Leroy Jackson. So Mitchell came in 62, and that was the integrating moment for the last team in the NFL to integrate the Washington Redskins at the time. All right, I see all of you on hold. Everybody stay there, 301-230-0980. Where are you now on the following? Is it time for an update from ownership on the name issue? Yes, no, why or why not? It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, the team980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app.
Major League Baseball yesterday, Nats beat the Orioles 3-0. Trevor Williams improves to 4-0 on the season. He struck out 8 in 5 innings. Game 2 of the series today at Nats Park. First pitch at 6:45. You can hear it on our sister station, 106.7 The Fan. In the NBA, Boston crushes Cleveland in Game 1, 120-95. In the second game, it was, well, it was equally as crushing. OKC beats Dallas 117-95. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 29 points, 9 assists, and 9 rebounds. Just a little shy of that triple-double. Also, Rudy Gobert wins his fourth Defensive Player of the Year. That ties Dikembe Mutombo and Ben Wallace for most in NBA history. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From Arnie. Arnie wrote me, and I just read this during the break. Kevin, I'm just so glad you got the crest fixed. So the very least we have is the new is tied to an accurate past. But your point about running out the clock feels right to me as well. If they stall us into September, the focus will then be on new coach, QB, and team. Worst thing that I can say, .. I've slowly come around to Commanders. Thank you, Arnie, for that. And being really honest, I bet you there are some that have just gotten to the point where it's like, whatever. Of course, the crest thing was, yeah, they had the wrong dates on the original version of the team's new crest. They had the wrong championship years on there. All right, back to the phone lines. Is it time for ownership to give us an update on the name issue? Let's go to Sam in Burtonsville. Sam, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I mean, to me, it doesn't really matter if they changed the name, but if they did, it should have been Washington Warhogs, not Wart with a T, but Warhogs. It rolls off the tongue. It's an ode to the old line. It's just a huge miss. And yeah, Red Wolves is terrible, but either Warriors or Warhogs would have been it. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, to Brad's point, if they go with a new name to replace this name, there's not going to be total agreement. That's why my preference would be not to have a name. But I bet you branding people would say somehow you limit your merchandise opportunity if you don't have an actual name that's plural, you know, a nickname. But for this situation, I think the best would be to go with Washington FC or FC Washington. Bring back the old uniforms. I'm boring myself continuing to say it over and over again. That's my position. But I do recognize that everybody's got their own preference, and a change isn't going to all of a sudden have, you know, everybody on board. Red Wolves isn't going to do it. Hogs isn't going to do it. Red Tails isn't going to do it. There will be disagreement. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin's on hold. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, this is just a very thorny, difficult thing. And I'm just so glad we have finally smart people owning the team who are going to think about and contemplate. But to your point, to the question, I absolutely do think it's time for an update. You know, when you go back to the draft weekend and you see some of the calls that Adam made to some of the players we drafted, there was, you know, references to, you know, you've got a Commander's mark or whatever it was. I mean, it seems to me that they're going full steam ahead with with the name. And if that's the case, as you have said, I think it's very important for there to be an honest dialogue about why that is so. Like you, I want the emphasis to be on Washington because I just don't know if there's a, you know, silver bullet name out there. If there were, I think we would have found it. But one of the things I've been struggling with and thinking about is it would be nice if there's going to be a name that it had some connection to the history of the franchise. You know, it doesn't have to be Redskins. Maybe it could be Warriors. Maybe it could be Braves. I don't know. I would engage not only a branding company, but national tribal organizations to talk about what could we do? What would be acceptable? And if they went to all that trouble, I would imagine even the diehards are saying it's got to be Redskins would perhaps yield. I don't know. It's very thorny. But I do think an update is absolutely necessary. And I think, you know, it's, when you think about Commanders, you think about, why is Jason Wright still there? I mean, there's a number of things you just like, you scratch your head and you're wondering, where are they going with this?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, they have, you know, a big business with, you know, a lot of customers that are being asked to, you know, spend money on their product. And I think some level of full transparency on this very significant topic is, as I said, for the lack of a better description at this point, appropriate. And like you said, these are smart guys. You know, you don't have a dummy around anymore. You got a smart guy. Yeah. See, Ivan, I didn't even mention Dan's name. Oh, I just did. And I think actually they have gone through the process. I think there are a lot of people in ownership that want a change. But, you know, wanting it and then having it actually lay out where it's logistically possible, cost-wise possible, I think they can pitch us on whatever the answer is. And I think reasonable people would probably understand. I would bet that there is a significant cost involved in doing this. It's not because you're moving away from an existing brand. The Commanders are not an existing brand. Okay, there's no value currently to Commanders like there was with Redskins. So there's no risk in moving away from Commanders. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a lot of forward cost. Let's go to Mike in Bethesda. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going?
I'm good, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You know, I find it a little bit obnoxious that people are so dismissive of the idea that we would want another name. It's like, well, if they just win, everything will change. Well, that's absurd. I mean, what if they were the Broomsticks or the, you know, Mystics or the Magicians or whatever it is? The name does matter. And, you know, last time I checked, we won 2 playoff games in over 30 years. So if you're waiting for the winning to turn it around, it's just not going to happen. And the name Commanders, like it or not, is synonymous with Snyder. I mean, that was his rebrand. So you're right. What you just said is absolutely correct.
I don't view whatsoever. It that way necessarily, like many of you do, but I don't have a problem with you viewing it that way. I think he had checked out at that point with the overall process. But go ahead.
No, I think that's right. I just think the idea that the name doesn't matter, just win, is just incredibly dismissive of reality, because it does matter. I mean, why do you think the Browns, you know, became the Browns? Why did the Charlotte Bobcats go back to the Hornets? You know, the name matters. The tradition matters. And, you know, right now that name Commanders means absolutely nothing. And sure, like, I'm with you. The walk and chew gum at the same time is a great analogy. I'd love it if they won. But, you know, we don't have control over that. We have control over the name, and no one likes the name. There's no value. And sure, I'm one of these people that have come around to it, and I'll live with it if that's what it's going to be. But my goodness, there is no value and no harm, and it's well worth an update, you know, to those of us who are diehard fans.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. And yeah, you know, this, I think at this point, you know, anybody that suggests that they would be taking their eye off the ball when it comes to winning if they gave us an update, or if they had a group of people within the organization that have nothing to do with football focused on this issue, like, that's just limited. You're severely limited if you think that this organization of this size can't have people focused on this issue, have it communicated by the owner, and feel like like, you know, winning hasn't necessarily taken a back seat. That's stupid. I just think it's time for an update. And I think these guys are smart enough to give us an update in a way that I think the answer would probably be one that would be reasonable. Like, I am kind of expecting that we're going to get an update at some point, and the update's going to be, it just wasn't feasible. There are just so many hurdles and so many cost issues, so many league issues. You know, it would be 3 years before it got changed. Whatever it is, let's let Ian finish it up for us. And we can come back to this later on in the show for all of you that are on hold. Ian, go ahead.
I said this to Doc on Friday. The more you talk about the name, the past, the location, the stadium location, the stadium design, everything else, it exacerbates that you're not winning now. If Washington, with this new regime, new owner, new GM, new quarterback, new coach, starts 2-0 and Jane Daniels is what you think he is, the merchandise will fly off the shelves. Do I think they owe an update? Sure. The update should be, we're going to keep the name. Next question, because like you and the previous callers have
said, that would be a terrible way to present it, and you'd be idiotic for presenting it that way. I think even you were smart enough to realize next question, dismissive, condescending, would be really off-putting to a significant percentage of your fan base. It has to be a sincere explanation that reasonable people could say, that makes sense, okay. Now, I may not embrace this team ever again or not, but at least I understand the why as to why they're not changing it.
So this is where I strongly disagree with you. The reason, like you said, there's no universal name that will be accepted. Even Washington as a standalone, I don't think would be perfectly accepted. The reason why the longer you articulate this and say, this is why we're going to do this, and this is the explanation, it's just going to create another set of conversations of, why is it not feasible? Why is it this? It doesn't need to be next question like a press conference. It could just be a simple one-line.
You deal with those that push back on your explanation. You don't deal with the people who feel like you essentially just shoved it down their throat and said, you got to take it. That's a horrible, horrible way to go about it. In fact, it's the same with what Dan did in all caps. You know, that was stupid too. You don't shove it down a customer, a retail customer's throat. You explain it. You treat your customers like customers. You recognize what actually, you know, things that they care about in addition to winning and other things. Because they have to have at least some faith that their customer base can also think about more than one thing at a time. I got to run. I've got a guest. Ross Tucker next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.